Weather Service is taking traffic flow at source from GCHQ and cross-correlating it with validated human sources, Griffin rumbles ominously. This is about as hard as it gets. What are the implications for your mission?
I need to talk to Angleton. I thought we had an accommodation on this one, but if what you're saying's right, all bets are off.
I glance at the VT frame.
What's the chicken plucker for?
A necessary precaution.
Griffin stares at me speculatively.
In case Charlie Victor tries to pay a visit, and to keep a lock on your special kit.
He nods at the cases in the corner. Any sign of my backup team?
I called them for a meeting half an hour ago. They should be arriving any time.
Right on cue, there's a knock at the door. I head over to open the door, but Griffin beats me to it, shoving me out of the way and raising a finger to silence me. He pulls an elderly-looking revolver from under his jacket, holding it behind his back as he turns the door handle. It's Brains, wearing sunglasses and a loud Hawaiian shirt.
Yo, Bob!
He calls, ignoring Griffin. Boris slouches on the front stoop behind him.
Come in,
Griffin mutters uninvitingly.
Don't just stand there.
Where's Pinky? I ask.
Parking your car by the hotel.
Brains walks past Griffin, whistling nonchalantly, then stops when he sees the VT frame.
Haven't seen one of those in a long while.
He closes in on it and peers at the plug board.
Hey, this is wired up all wrong.
Stop that at once.
Griffin is about to hit the ceiling.
Before you start meddling.
Boys, boys.
Boris grimaces tiredly.
Chill.
I need to call Angleton, I manage to slip in, and I've got to get closer to the target. Can we please try to keep on track here? What do we know about Billington's arrival? I didn't think he was meant to be here yet.
Billington is here.
Boris frowns.
It's on good news. How?
He flew in last night. I glance at Griffin, but his mouth is clamped in a thin line. He's not volunteering anything. I met him briefly. Do we know where this yacht of his is? Or his schedule? I ask Griffin directly, and he frowns.
His yacht, the Marbuza, is moored off North Point. He's not using the marina at Marigo for some reason. While he's on the island, he's got a villa on Mount Paradis, but I think you're more likely to find he's staying on the yacht.
Griffin crosses his arms.
Thinking of paying him a visit?
Just puzzled. I glance at the wall where someone has pinned a large map of the island. North Point is about as far away from Maho Beach and the casino as you can get. It must be close to 15 kilometers, and longer if you cover the distance by boat. I was wondering how he got here last night.
Simple. He flew.
Griffin looks as if he's sucking a lemon.
Calling that monster a yacht is like calling a Boeing 777 a company light twin.
How big is it?
Asks Brains.
Naval intelligence knows.
Griffin walks over to the sideboard and pulls out a bottle of tonic water.
Seeing as how it started life as a Russian Krivak III-class frigate.
Whee! Do you think they'd let me drive it?
Pinky somehow slipped in under the radar.
Hey, Bob, catch!
He chucks me a key fob.
You're telling me Billington owns a warship?
I sit down heavily.
No, I'm telling you his yacht used to be one.
Griffin fills his glass and puts the bottle down. He looks amused for malicious values of amusement.
A Type 1135 guided missile frigate, to be precise. Late model with ASW helicopter and vertical launch system. The Russians sold it off to the Indian Navy during a hard currency hiccup a few years ago, and they sold it in turn when they commissioned the first of their own guided missile destroyers. I'm pretty sure they took out the guns and VLS before they decommissioned it, but they left in the helideck and engines, and it can make close to 40 knots when the skipper wants to go somewhere in a hurry. Billington sank a fortune into converting it. Now it's one of the largest luxury yachts in the world, with a swimming pool where the nuclear missile launchers used to be.
Jesus. It's not as if I was planning to do the scuba dive and climb aboard thing. For starters, I know just enough about diving to realize I'd probably drown. But when Angleton mentioned a yacht, I wasn't thinking in terms of battleships. What's he use it for?
Oh, this and that.
Griffin sounds even more amused.
I hear it comes in handy for water skiing. More realistically, he can zip anywhere in the Caribbean in about 12 hours. Chopper into Miami, brief excursion out to sea, chopper into Havana, and nobody's any the wiser. Go visit his bankers in Grand Cayman, entertain visiting billionaires, hold meetings in real secrecy, and we can't keep an eye on him without getting the Navy involved.